your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we start things out by going to the email box, Mark, you've got a few to share with us. Start with one.
Well, okay. I've got one here from, well, it's signed R.A.
Okay.
Dear fellas, not sure what it means, but I saw an interesting thing yesterday in downtown San Diego. A Wacken Hut van drove up to the San Diego Sheriff's Office and apparently dropped off prisoners. The van was followed by some Chrysler stealth car with tinted windows and flashing lights inserted in the regular taillights. The driver of the van got out to the ring to ring the bell outside the sheriff's office. He was dressed pretty much like Stormtrooper. Boy, do I feel safer with these guys out there protecting us. If I recall, Wacken Hut is a private company, right? I'm curious what your take on these private Gestapo companies is. If
this is news to me. I was not aware that Wacken Hut was being used for prisoner transport.
Do they
operate some prisons?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
If they're participating in free enterprise, then I imagine their actions now and in the future are A-OK with you guys, or maybe I'm wrong.
It's not free enterprise when you're dealing with the government.
Right. Maybe I just don't know enough about freedom to give an opinion. I wonder what life's going to be like when the other pillar of the free market, Blackwater, is hired to smash down everybody's door as a private arm of the government, maybe during one of their Katrina-style gun grab raids.
It's an excellent question. I mean, I don't know enough about the government's constitution, and I don't think it really would even matter what I knew about it, because it's clear the government people don't care about their constitution. But, you know, obviously they're prohibited. The police are prohibited from doing certain things by the things like the Fourth Amendment. You know, you've got allegedly a right to privacy. I mean, now it's clear that that they ignore it left and right, so I don't think it really matters to them, at least. But if the Fourth Amendment prevents, let's just pretend like it does matter, if the Fourth Amendment prevents the government people from doing unreasonable searches and seizures, does that mean that an easy end run around the Fourth Amendment would be to hire Blackwater or Wacken Hut to do the searches for the government?
I don't think so. I would hope that any Supreme Court that would rule on this would say that that's not acceptable. And here's my thought on it. And it's essentially that Blackwater or Wacken Hut are no less culpable for their actions than, say, a police officer who's working for the government. These are just an agency that's working for the government.
It's true.
The police officer is just a free man that's working for the government. So, no, I don't. I mean, I think that Wacken Hut and, Blackwater are, you know, just they're doing just as much wrong stuff by being involved in this as, somebody who's
I agree that they're doing just as much that is wrong. I'm just saying, if they haven't sworn an oath to the Constitution, then are they as obligated to protect it as the police? I mean, I'm not saying the police are obligated. Clearly they aren't. I asked a cop yesterday if he'd sworn an oath to the Constitution, and he ignored the question.
Sure.
So now, it's not like I'm trying to make a point like this even matters. It's just kind of a technical issue. I don't know.
I mean, I can't tell you. It's what it sounds like to me. What would happen is, yes, they would hire these this organization, you know, Blackwater or Wacken Hut, to do, you know, a few years worth of hard style raid stuff, whatever that they, you know, one might be concerned with, and then some court would rule on it, and we'd just have been, you know, the American people would just have suffered for that period of time, and then, you know, some court would have said no.
There you go. Was that the email?
That's pretty much it. His question was essentially, do we support this because it's the free market? And it's not the free market because the government's employing them.
You know, it kind of would be interesting to, if the government did that, to see what people's response would be. Because we have seen at least some evidence that people don't really have as much respect for a Wacken Hut security guard as they do for a cop, for a real government cop. I mean, I've noticed that attitude amongst regular Americans, and we've seen it overseas. There was that video from a football game where some private security guards were getting a little out of control. and they started beating a streaker who'd run across the field. Uh-huh. Remember that video? Did you
yes.
see that? And the people actually poured out of the stands to attack these private security guards. And, of course, we were left wondering, well, what if those security guards were indeed cops? Would they have been attacked in the same manner by the crowd? So I wonder about that. I mean, would the if they started using Wackenhut security guards, would that lead to even less respect for the government and its policing functions? Just a question.
I don't know.
Welcome to chime in with an answer at 800-259-9231. You want to talk about an event that generates some hatred for the police? We'll tell you what some California cops were up to recently at a car enthusiast gathering. You might be able to guess. First, we go to your phone calls. David in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David in New York, going once. David in New York, going twice. All right, in that case, we'll try thenewspaper.com, where 9 police agencies in Riverside, California, sent more than 100 police officers to surround a gathering of automotive enthusiasts, owners of...
My guess is this isn't old guys and their, you know, old Mustangs and their, you know, pimped-out Cadillacs. But more than likely, this is a car enthusiasts. I don't even know what...
Like a car club.
I don't know what kids do with their cars these days, but I imagine...
They pimp them. They pimp the cars.
Right, but I don't know how one pimps them. So
you spend a lot of money and you add things like spoilers and nitrous oxide and all kinds of... You know, pretty lights and
Fast
stuff
and
like
Furious
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right. You know.
I guess I do know that.
I'm sure you saw the guys driving around in Florida, usually the Hispanic dudes with car club written on the back of their cars. They would have the name of their car club
written on the back. Yeah, I just, you know.
So that's probably what's going on here. And would it have been of interest to you if you were 18?
Well, no, it wasn't to me when I was 18.
Really?
18, so.
Well, so the cops sent more than 100 police officers to surround this gathering. Owners of imported sport compact cars had gathered at the Canyon Crossing Shopping Center to swap stories, talk about their passion for cars, and show off the latest enhancements to their rides. At around 11 p.m., however, police surprised participants by blocking all exits with 50 police cruisers. Apparently, officers then began a warrantless search and interrogation operation of 150 vehicles that were present. Riverside Police Sergeant Skip Showalter asked an enthusiast during a similar crackdown last year, "If you're not into street racing, why would you need that? Why would you want more power going to your car?"
I guess you would ask the cops the same thing. They have the tricked out cars. Mainly, what from what I understand, what a police add on to a vehicle is mostly
propane?
Suspension.
They've got propane engines or something. Don't
some
they?
Do. I'm sure some of them do. And you know
they did in Florida.
A lot of fleet cars do.
The rest of the story here is that police issued a total of 48 tickets. For engine modifications, with police accusing the owners of the parked vehicles of being street racers, another 50 tickets were issued for paperwork violations and dark window tinting and a lack of a front license plate. The most revenue, however, will be generated from the fees imposed on 20 vehicles that were confiscated. Despite labeling the parking lot raid as taking place as a street racing venue, Riverside Police offered no evidence that any street racing actually took place. Well, you know, the
they don't
cops,
have to.
Right, they're not so concerned with evidence. I mean, as we found out over the weekend, the cops are not so concerned with evidence, and we might get to this later, but the Keene Freedom Festival over the weekend was, the cops attempted to break it up, and they handed out some tickets, and we'll explain how that all ties in, but that's a little bit later. Across the state, gas tax funds are regularly used to fund similar crackdowns that generate big revenue. In 2004, the California Highway Patrol issued a total of 101,553 modified car citations worth $10.5 million, according to the CHP. In 2005, the California Office of Traffic Safety handed Riverside Police $400,000 in state and federal gas tax revenue for establishment of a regional task force to conduct enforcement operations targeting street racing, modified vehicles, and speed contests. So the state government handed a big grant, essentially to this one particular department because they are targeting these car club guys. Big money. Because people pay up. Because that's what they do. When government hands them a ticket, they just want it to go away. They'll bend over and they'll pay up. 800-259-9231. And the state knows it. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. And give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Sprayer Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. for your downloaded convenience totally free. Again, at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, it's David in New York. We're going to try him one more time. David, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me this time?
We've got you, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Have you heard of a guy named Eric Huru?
I've not. Who is he?
Okay. He was on a fellow GCN radio show on Friday. He has a solution to end taxation and fix the Federal Reserve. Now, I mean, this has to be the most viable thing I've heard so far. Basically, his point is allow the government to take control of the Federal Reserve so it's no longer private. And when the government makes a loan, to create the interest as additional principal to match the entirety of the amount of money that's going to be paid back. And for the government, as of now, you can reduce them through politics or however in the future, but as of now can fund themselves with the interest money, which is physically created right along with the principal, and then they can spend the money back into the economy so that will be available to cover the interest on all the loans that are going out.
Well, wait, that doesn't do anything to bring gold and silver back into the system.
But his point was gold and silver is privately owned. What's the government going to do, or what is everybody going to do to get this stuff in their hands? Plus, you can inflate gold.
I don't know, but I can tell you that that's. I mean, I understand where he's coming from with that, and I haven't obviously had a chance to really digest the idea. But
it sounds like it has some merit.
My first response is it sounds like it's probably somewhat of a better system than what we have today. However,
the first thing I would say is I bet you that the people at the Federal Reserve are better at running the monetary system than any bureaucrat's going to be.
Well, he made a really good point, was that the Federal Reserve doesn't make the loans. Congress makes the loans. Congress is the one running up the bill. And if you got rid of all taxation, all, you know, gun in the room type activity where they're pointing a gun at you and saying, give us your money, if you can get rid of that and allow the government to fund itself by creating interest as principal additional to the loan to cover the entirety of the loan, they can fund themselves on that, spend it into the economy, and they don't have to point a gun at you. And
it's still inflationary because...
Hold on one second. It allows people to keep the money they already have. It allows the deals we have with other countries to exist. It allows Wall Street to exist so we can have a better transition. Now, I see what you're saying with inflation, but you don't have to... When you're creating the loan and not creating the interest, you have to create more loans to cover the interest. Musical chair game, where the only way the bank really makes money is by foreclosing. If you create the principal and the interest together and allow the government to use that little bit of interest to fund its daily activities, the total amount of the money that will be paid back will be available in the economy.
Okay, that was the part I was missing. That's the part I was missing. So they are creating the money that is the interest instead of not creating the interest money, and you're saying they'll give whatever the interest money is immediately to the government. I see where you're coming from. So the interest money is being printed out. So it probably, I mean, from my very basic level of economic understanding, probably would be a better system than what we have today, but it still doesn't bring gold and silver back into the economy.
But,
not that I would trust the government to do something like that in the first place. So you might be right. That might be a good fix for the federal government. And then,
a
alongside.
That's what we need. We can't just drop out. We can't just stop what we're doing. There's too many people doing it. So you got to have a smooth transition. Plus, he made a very good point. I mean, if you're denominating stuff in gold, all you got to do is hide a bunch of gold in the warehouse and then one day just release that gold and you can buy up everything. You can do the same thing with gold as you can do with paper. But if this system was monitored properly and was done properly,
Sorry.
I understand, but that falls on us. See, ultimately, it all falls on us, and we have to do our daily jobs, and we have to educate our children proper to be able to have some sort of defense against corrupt people. You know, I mean, it's ultimately on us.
I would say from my first impressions, it's a pretty good idea as far as getting the federal government turned around. However, I don't believe that's even possible, so I won't focus on it.
But it's an idea.
I wish him the best of luck. He should take that to Ron Paul. He should
Let
take
me tell the guy's name.
We
for
don't really
you,
have
please.
Guests on the show very often, so there's no real need
you
to bother.
You can say his name again.
You can say his name again if you want. But
it's just Eric, and you spell the last name W-H-O-R-U. Now, this guy is not a very good speaker, and he's got like a 70-minute DVD on Google Video where he repeats himself like 20 times. He really doesn't do a good job articulating this idea, but it would seem that it would be something that you could really get behind as far as activism, as far as really rallying to get something done. It seems like it would be
if
way
if you were somebody who wanted to do national-level activism like that, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea. I would be interested to see what somebody like Ron Paul would have to say, someone who has sort of sat on the banking committee for a long, long time, and see where he would come down on this. And I'd also like to just hear from some other listeners that might have a little more experience at economics than Mark or myself, and see what their impressions are. And I thank you for bringing it up. Thank you, David,
thank
for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you just heard David's idea and you want to throw in your thoughts, we'd love to hear from you on that. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Well, I'll start off, I wanted to affirm what y'all said yesterday about the whole support the troops things. And it was a kind of incendiary like y'all said, but I wholeheartedly agree. It's nice to hear somebody else who actually, feel the same way.
Well, you're talking about the Saturday night show where I read an article from Larkin Rose, and he was talking about why, supporting the troops blindly is a foolish thing to do. I support those troops that have the courage to not follow unconstitutional orders, which is like, a handful of them.
Yeah, because I'm just doing my job is one of the most dangerous mindsets to get into these
days.
Yeah,
it absolutely is.
But the other thing I was calling about was, and here's just a sort of an idea to float by. Maybe I'll discuss it, get some gears turned and whatnot. But the idea of a private defense company, similar to Blackwater, but that actually does good things, to protect those, like activists and whatnot, from illegal actions by whatever police or military. Take, for example, like the New Orleans situation where you had people going and being forced to be evacuated and have their weapons removed and things like that. Now, what if you were to have a Blackwater-type organization that would actually intervene on our behalf?
I love the idea.
They get shot up.
Right. Well, I mean, they would be targeted pretty fast by the government for whatever. I mean, they'd make something up.
How would they stop a police officer from confiscating, a small group of police officers from confiscating weapons other than trying to, do a human barricade kind of situation? I mean, they're going to get tasered, they're going to get clubbed, and if they're not careful, they're going to get shot.
Well, that's kind of something that you might be able to modify it to is some sort of nonviolent protection that I don't know what it would entail, like going to the house of the judge or the house of the prosecutor, or really just making the lives of some of these bureaucrats a living hell.
If it's not violent, it's not protection. Then it's all it is support. You could hire yourself a support group.
That's okay. Well, if that's what it has to be to prevent them from being targeted for violence,
I don't think that's what it's going to prevent it necessarily.
I wonder if
hang on, we're
going to
bring you back more with Dan. This is Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What?
Oh.
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That shrine. freetalklive.com. As we go back to Dan in Texas. Dan, are you still there, sir?
I'm here.
I know you were in the middle of trying to make another point, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the whole defense thing, I was curious if you could start off with something smaller and, where you wouldn't have, like, a violent shootout between a defense organization and a police, department, something like that.
Right.
Maybe even something as small as keeping somebody from illegally searching your house by stalling them or blocking them or whatever, And especially when it's in a really obvious time when the police are obviously breaking the law. It's so egregious that they have nothing to stand on. So they really either got to back down or start some kind of media storm, something like that. And then you can kind of build off that, and maybe as it becomes more popular, you might be able to, to work it up into something bigger.
I think that there's going to be something here in New Hampshire that's something like what you're talking about, and I don't know how it's going to work. But I would like to say I think that there's some problems. For one, knowing when the cops are going to do something, where they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it is extraordinarily difficult. When the cops come along and do their, usually half-assed nonsense, they screw up things on just about every case, and if you have the presence of mind to be able to confront it right then, you're a bit better off. But that's the problem, is they strike when they want to strike, and you have no idea. I mean, sure. You know, it's for these gun polishers out there. They always are imagining that time when the BATF is going to be coming for their guns, and they're going to be holed up in their house behind their berm of sandbags, and they're going to be picking them off when they come up the driveway. Well, you're not. They're not going to call you ahead of time and say, "Hey, we're coming to get your guns, son." They're going to kick your door in at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're going to shoot your dog. You're going to be so dazzled by what's going on. You'll be lucky if you manage to get between them and your wife, well, let alone anything else.
That would be one of the challenges that this particular defense agency would face. And I'm going to use defense agency because I just don't have a better term. I mean, right. if they're coming to your aid, even if it's not with violence, I still think that could be considered defense. Maybe I'm using the wrong word, but anyway, it's the best I have for now. And I still think it's a good idea. So, I mean, dealing with a quick response time would be something that would be a selling point. You know, you call us, we'll be there on scene within 10 minutes or something like
right.
that. And, you know, usually the cop's sitting back in his car for 10 minutes looking at your driver's license and punching you up in the computer, snacking on his donut and calling the superior. So if you had a quick response time, it would be pretty helpful in some situations. And I think that there are some things that could be done that aren't necessarily involving physical violence or protection from violence that you know could involve bringing a camera on scene, could involve bringing multiple activists on scene. I think that Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com had proposed an idea that was similar to this a few years ago, and obviously nobody's really run with it because nobody's here with enough capital or they're just not ready for it yet. But sure. The idea would essentially be that, you know, you'd have guaranteed activists at your disposal, or that this agency would essentially be like, you know, an activist agency you can absolutely count on. Now, the activists here in New Hampshire, just on their own, are pretty darn reliable. They're going to show up to court dates. They're going to help you out in whatever ways they think they can. However, this would be a step above that, because then you'd be paying for some level of activist coverage, basically. And it would be a way for those activists to actually profit from doing their activism. So I think it's a great idea.
When it comes to cameras, though, and, you know, essentially if that's what the protection agency is pretty much offering.
That's one thing. It could be a bunch
early
of things.
On, I would rather have a camera myself than pay somebody monthly to come out to some situation.
I understand that, Mark. However, you might well hang on a second.
I haven't finished. If somebody shows up on the side of the road, pulls up, the third car pulls in behind the police officer, hops out with a camera, oh my God, they're going to get maced on the side of the road, dude.
Well, that would be
that
more.
Dude is going to kick their head in.
Well, then they would have a case against the police because
for
there's
what?
Nothing illegal about pulling over to see
no,
what's going on with the stop. So as
the
far
way
as
juries are these days. Man, is all they're going to say is, look.
It'll just be more publicity for them if they end up with a court case. Look, if
right,
they show
like
up on the side of the road with a camera, that's one extra camera that's there that the cops are going to have that much more trouble taking from somebody. Whereas if it's just your camera, they could snatch it out of your hands like they did with Lauren Canario.
They need cameras that upload immediately to the internet. We've got them out there.
Exactly.
They just need to. They need to be more of them.
Go ahead, Dan.
Well, instant uploading. But basically, what you'd have would be an almost instant. Magnifying glass, like, you know, a beam of sunshine on the roaches immediately right there, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Yes,
there would be
Yeah, and they could do things. You know, they could go and follow you to the police station. They could immediately begin protesting outside. They could. I mean, I don't even know. I haven't really brainstormed this. I think it'd be wonderful if we had some more people call with some other ideas as to what they think could be done in this realm, because I think it's really important, and it would be something that I would be a purchaser of.
You saw what happened when Dave Ridley went to the van that Kat Canning and Lauren Canary were supposedly in. You saw what happened then.
Yeah, I saw what happened then. The cop got out and yelled at him.
And he left.
And Dave left. Well, Dave isn't being paid.
I just don't see there being a lot of this being really viable.
Well, I understand, Mark. I see where you're coming from in that you wouldn't want to do this job, but there may be some activists out there that this would be right up their alley. You know, somebody who, if they were getting paid, might just stand their ground, whereas Dave retreated. They might just stand there and say, no, I'm not going anywhere. What are you going to do?
Well,
they might get arrested.
In the middle of the road, and that be a problem. Standing in the middle of the road.
Whatever.
Gotta be
all I'm saying is I don't know what they would do. I know that this would be right up the alley of some people that would want to kind of get in the face of the state and make their lives a living hell. I've always thought that would be a great idea, you know, to go outside and picket a judge's house. You know, target them at home. Make them feel uncomfortable about the things that they do. Don't just let them get away with, you know, doing their job and only having the activists show up occasionally at a court trial or something like that. Turn up the heat on these people. Figure something out and let the marketplace, you know, innovate and come up with new ideas that the activists maybe on their own hadn't been able to come up with. I think it's a great idea. Dan, any other thoughts for us?
Well, and the last thing is, you know, if they're getting paid to do this, then you have more people that are willing to do it because, like me, I've got to work for a full-time job that, you know, to make my living. And I can't afford to take off every single day to go, you know, pick at somebody's fence or, you know, or, yeah. So if you're getting paid, I would imagine that more people would show up to do this.
I think so too,
anyway.
and it gives a great gives activists a great opportunity to profit from their activism. And I think
right.
the more that we can make activism a something that pays, that puts a paycheck in your pocket, I think that's fantastic. I mean, it took Free Talk Live several years to actually start turning a profit. Not that this is first and foremost activism; it's a first and foremost a radio show, but it definitely
right.
has an activist element to it. And you know, people like Dave from the Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. He's starting to make a little bit of money from selling advertising on the Ridley Report. So I think that's great. Free Minds TV beginning to pick up some advertisers. I was talking to Toby the other day. He says that one of his ads in particular is covering the costs that they have to do the show. So
awesome.
That's a good place to be. I mean, even if you're just covering costs, it's a good place to be.
It is.
And you know, I'd like to bring something else up. I know that Sam from Texas, from the Obscure Truth Network, and a few other activists are getting together to start some sort of an activist support fund. Now, this is related, but it's a little different, but related in that those who are doing the civil disobedience and the non-cooperative activism, they're really putting it on the line because the political guys are completely safe. That's one of the reasons why people do politics
yeah.
is because it's safe. You can't really
right.
get in trouble for it because
yeah,
you're playing by their rules. But
unless you get close to winning.
Well, yeah, there you go. For the people that are doing non-cooperation and they're putting their assets on the line, they're putting their freedom on the line, then this fund would be able to essentially back those folks up in that if you ended up, you know, having to pay some huge fine or they were going to steal your house or something economic was to happen, or maybe you just lost a lot of your freedom, this fund might be able to step up and say, yeah, we think what you did was really awesome. Here is, you know, some arbitrary amount that we think we should give you for it. So I think that would be really cool in encouraging more people to do the non-cooperation, because one of the big disincentives to non-cooperation is the fact that you can lose time, you know, your freedom and your money, and if we can cover the money part, that might help. So it's a good idea. And I know that Sam, hey, thanks for the call, Dan. I know that Sam and I think Brian Travis are working on putting this together. And so I'm sure once it's all done and set up,
we'll be talking. Why are they getting all the credit? I put this ball in motion.
We will be talking about it more here on this program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy is in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sickle CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. And if you like the show, would like to help support Free Talk Live, well, then we ask that you become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and more internet listeners, bringing them on board so more people can be exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. If you like that, you want access to perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the amp-only special classic archives, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the perks and get on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. Again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. And also, the Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars over spring break. Now, I say spring break because it's relevant only to college students, undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz from March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com and get some more information. That's libertarianseminars.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Fred is on the line in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hey. Speaking of libertarianism, are they advocates of taxation?
Well, no. Wait a minute. No, hold on a second. If you're talking about the Libertarian Party, then yeah, they probably are. But if you're talking about libertarians in a classic sense, then no. I myself am not an advocate of taxation, though I don't consider myself a libertarian anymore. I consider myself a consensualist, voluntarist, or free marketeer. You can take your pick between those.
Okay, great. Well, that's good because I. Question some Libertarian Party folks, and they're big-time advocates of income taxes, and I'd say fine, just limit your enthusiasm to the absolute specifics, which is embodied in one simple question, easily answered, which I'd be happy to do. Please tell me, and I surveyed a dozen or more CPAs, none of whom could give me the answer to this one simple question. The specific legally binding criteria that establishes a valid, verifiable income tax liability. Now, wouldn't you think a CPA would know the answer to that? So then I asked, okay, fine. What's the difference between a Federal Reserve promissory note, a U.S. note, and a U.S. dollar? And there again, they didn't know the difference. So I called the University of Michigan School of Banking and Finance, a graduate school program. None of those the professors said they're one and the same. Federal Reserve promissory note, U.S. note, U.S. dollar are all the same, and they're wrong.
I can't say I know the difference. Would you like to
know? Note's usually an indication of debt.
Right. A Federal Reserve note is a promise to pay. It discharges the attaching debt to the next person ad infinitum or whatever. The U.S. Treasury note is a non-interest-bearing promissory note, unlike the Federal Reserve note, which is interest-bearing, which is a direct violation of the constitutionally mandated gold-silver monetary system. In fact, in Article 1, Section 8 of their federal charter, it says Congress shall have power to borrow money. This is Clause 2, to borrow money on the credit of the United States. And then down in Clause 5, it says to coin money, regulate the value thereof, etc. So obviously there's a paradox here.
Mark, you were shaking your head earlier. What was that about?
Well, the Constitution doesn't require gold and silver to be our currency. It requires states, if they're going to have currency, for their currency to be gold and silver, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's Article 1, Section 10.
Okay.
You're right, absolutely.
So that's unfortunate. I wish that it didn't say that, but it does.
Okay, so the implication here is the central federal corporation, the District of Columbia, which is what it is, it's the District of Columbia Corporation, and therefore it has valid legal jurisdiction over only the 10-mile radius and its federal territorial possessions. Mm-hmm. Now, what they've done since about 1921 is they have surreptitiously brainwashed the American sheeple people when they went to the educational fool school system to act accordingly. So everyone blindly uses a so-called address with a zip code. And the address.
Oh, this is an interesting conspiracy theory. Go ahead. Yeah, you can explain this one.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I don't know
this
if there's
right
any legitimacy to it at all.
The way to describe your private land and private dwelling as a non-domestic, non-corporate, non-ceded federal territorial location is to put care of in front of the street number, and then on the third line goes near, NEAR, and then the so-called zip code without any attack.
See, now I've heard different variations of this one. One of the variations I've heard is just that all you need to do is change the state name to the full spelled-out version of the state and eliminate the zip code. Now, you're saying there has to be all these extra additions in there. Now, and also, the suggestion is that if you write the two-letter abbreviation and a zip code, that you're somehow then consenting to federal jurisdiction, which seems to be pretty outrageous.
Oh, yeah, that's how they look at Wesley Snipes, okay? He gets represented by a bar, a British Accreditation Regency Esquire attorney whose allegiance is, in fact, to that foreign private de facto corporation from Marietta, England. All right? So the entity is represented as a 14th Amendment feudal slave subject of the monarchy of England, and there's evidence of that in the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, so fine and dandy. Let's all volunteer as 14th Amendment, because it says in the 14th Amendment, you're a citizen if you are born or naturalized in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction. How am I subject to their foreign corporate jurisdiction?
Well, by your consent. You're subject to their jurisdiction by your consent.
Oh, well, sure. And when you take out a birth certificate on your child or yourself, and then you take a Social Security trust fund number, you've just you've just volunteered into their corporate government feudal slave.
I think that there are some evidence for what it is you're suggesting here, as far as the idea that government does register corporations or create these corporate persons and essentially sell security instruments on them or whatever, that they take out bonds based on your name or the birth certificate and all that, and they essentially fund themselves based on that in this commercial corporate world. I think there's a lot of evidence to support that. I don't know if there's really any evidence for the zip code thing, but that said, it is one of those sort of conspiracy theories that it's an easy one to apply in your life if that's something that you want to do. I mean, I don't know if not writing a zip code on an envelope has ever saved anybody from being prosecuted in court or thrown in a cage, but it certainly is. It's an interesting theory nonetheless. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah. In fact, the corporate United States, by FDR's executive order, April 5th of 33, declared bankruptcy, and a bankrupt corporate entity has the legal standing of only a debtor, and a debtor does not have the authority or jurisdiction to do squat.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Just great.
I hate to beat a dead horse about 9/11, but it's got to be rammed down the throats of people that this started all of the nonsense.
What are you talking about? What nonsense?
The Homeland Security.
No, it didn't. It kicked it into gear, I would say. It kicked it up a notch,
maybe.
Yes, it did. But the security state was growing long before 9/11.
They had the Patriot Act ready to rock and roll.
They did.
They've been waiting for an event. Some would suggest they orchestrated it.
It brainwashed a nation. It brainwashed a nation into consenting.
No, it didn't. So you can't pretend that history started on 9/11. The country, the people in this country have been brainwashed for decades. The government's
since
been running
1913.
The schools. The government has been running the school since before 1913, and I thank you for the call tonight. So 9/11 was certainly an interesting historical moment. However, it certainly was not the beginning of all things police state or the beginning of government indoctrination.
Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, issued a fiat currency, attacked a sovereign nation. Come on.
Sorry, bud. More on the way.
We've been doing it since the get-go.
Yep. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. The indoctrination is certainly at a peak, and it's going to keep getting worse. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 on the way.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.